The show must go on. My mom likes to tell the story that when I was 5 years old in kindergarten, there was a Christmas play at school, and there was this wardrobe malfunction where all the little kindergartner hats were falling off. My mom said that one kid sat down and cried, and one kid walked off stage. Most kids are distracted, but little 5-year-old Nikki just carried on and kept on performing. And while it started off as a little bit of a, you know, family joke, this family story, it also has really helped me to think about my DNA and who I am and remember the strengths that I have, that I'm resilient, that I do what needs doing, that this has helped me tremendously during the last few months. COVID has been so hard. I've had to do things that I never thought I would have had to do, just like you. I had to become a homeschool teacher, to pivot from being in person to being a trainer and keynote, doing everything virtually. Had to collaborate remotely with my nonprofit volunteers to have this huge effort to deliver marriage retreats online. And remembering that defining moment from my childhood has helped me to remember my strengths and apply them during this difficult time. There's such power in remembering those childhood stories to help us remember who we are and give us that grit we need to rise to the occasion. And there's such power in sharing those stories. So what about you? What's a moment from your childhood that was a defining moment? How is that helping you now during this difficult time of quarantine and dealing with COVID and a new business reality? How is it helping you now with correcting social injustice and being a strong leader? How can you use one of these stories from your childhood to tell a personal narrative as a way to inspire your family, your team, your clients, your volunteers to do more and be more? Let's share these childhood stories so we can be more inspirational.